I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Those who are too smart to engage in politics are punished by being governed by those who are dumber.
Stay all day, don't talk.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. You're tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's episode. And today's topic is politics. We're talking politics here today, not government politics, not running for mayor or city council or president. I'm talking about being a political entity, being a political individual. Today's topic is why you need to start being political as soon as possible. Yes, you heard that correct. Why you need to start being political as soon as possible. Right now, you may be a little bit confused, maybe a little bit flummoxed by this topic, because I've had many people who have, just in conversation with me or someone who reaches out to me, telling me how politics has stymied them, got in their way. Well, office politics, I don't really like working at this place because there's so much office politics. So I wanted to get promoted, but I realized that the whole promotion situation is very political. Or I wanted to get on this team, but the coach is all into politics, and since I'm not in the political side, I didn't get on the team. People often cite politics in a negative fashion. Politics kept me from getting what I wanted. Politics slowed me down. This is a very political industry. It's a political business. Therefore, I'm not doing what I want to do. Therefore, I'm checking out of the game. Therefore, I haven't gone as far as I want to go. Therefore, I have not achieved the success that I want to achieve, all because of this one thing, politics. Have any of you ever noticed the same thing? Maybe you're one of the people that I'm talking about, that politics have kept you from getting to where you want to go or doing what you want to do in some area of life. Now, I just want you to think about something. I want you to just think about a counterintuitive point here. Here it is. If politics stops so many people from doing what they want to do, how about if those people just became political? Then there's nothing stopping you from doing what you want to do. You're political. So now the one thing that was stopping you can no longer stop you because you have made it part of you. See, the thing that I told you a couple episodes back about the music industry, how when people started downloading music, all of a sudden the music industry couldn't do anything because they're like, people are downloading music, we can't sell it. People are downloading music, we can't sell it. 3 years later, people are downloading music, we can't sell it. 5 years later, people are downloading music, we can't sell it. They finally figured out, why don't we get involved in the downloading? and then we can sell it. Why don't we start getting involved in people's downloading music and then we can sell it? Now, I understand that it's not as simple a fix as just thinking that, but if they had thought that at the beginning, then I guarantee you a whole lot of things would have been different a whole lot sooner than they actually became different. And just in case people don't really understand, to stream something, you must download it. All right, to watch a YouTube video, your browser must download that video in order for you to watch it. For you to listen to a song, you got to download it. When you listen to this podcast, you must download the episode in order to start listening to it. And if you happen to go in an area that doesn't have good reception while you're in the middle of listening, you may get stopped in the middle of it because the podcast has to buffer, has to finish downloading the rest of it so you can listen to it, just to make sure people understand what I'm saying when I say downloading. Today's topic is about being political. Let's get a definition of this word political. Politics is the act of promoting or protecting one's own self-interests. Again, let me define politics. For those of you who have ever in your life had politics stop you from getting to where you want to go, let me give you the definition of politics, because I really want you to take a look at how politics got in your way and then look at this definition, and then you need to figure some things out. And I'm going to help you a little bit in today's episode. The definition of politics is the act of promoting or protecting one's own self-interest. So if politics have kept you from getting to where you want to go, that means you failed somewhere along the line in promoting or protecting your own self-interest. That's a problem. That's something that you need to address. You need to think about why that is, why that happened, and what you can do differently about it. But we're going to talk about that here today. Understand that in life, when people succeed because of their acts of promoting or protecting their own self-interest, when people do things to promote themselves or protect themselves from any type of harm of getting what they want, and they succeed, we call it networking, right? I got the right connections. I got these relationships that I built. I'm always out networking. This is what people say when relationships and their dealings with people, their political actions lead to success. They call it networking. When our political actions hurt us, meaning we don't know the right people, nobody knows us, somebody we're competing against knows way more people than us, they have relationships that are longer and stronger, and they just know more people than us, they're better at dealing with others, they're better at promoting themselves and protecting their own self-interest than we are, and they beat us out for a situation and we lose, we call that politics. See, we only call politics when we're losing, but it's also politics when we're winning. And I talked about this in episode number 131. The episode is titled How to Make Politics Work in Your Favor. Today, I'm going to tell you why you need to be a political machine in your life. I don't care where you work. I don't care if you're not even working right now. If you're an athlete, if you're a kid who doesn't even know what you're going to do with your life, if you've been in the same industry for a very long time and you think the political situation is very hardened and is just going to stay, not James Harden, but hardened, and is going to stay exactly as it is, change your mind. That's what I'm going to help you do here today. Point number one, understand that you cannot avoid or run from politics. People act with a flexible morality when it comes to their self-interest. Every human being does, including you, including me. When it comes to our self-interest, our morality can be a little bit flexible. Now, most people are not going to admit to that. And for most of us, it is not public knowledge that we have been a little bit flexible with our morality when it came to our own self-interest. It's only the famous people, people who are out there on TV and on the internet, and they have people whose job it is to find out what they're doing and report on it. Those people have acted with a flexible morality when it came to their self-interest, and we know about it. So then we point fingers at them and turn up our noses and say, oh, what a terrible person. I can't believe she did that. I can't believe he said that. That's only because everything they do is being reported on. If everything you ever did was being reported on, would anybody be thinking that about you? Don't answer the question. Just think about it. We all act with a flexible morality when it comes to self-interest, and people, us and other people, will quickly step on other people to get what they/we want. The saying is, as soon as you put three people in a room, you get politics, right? Because you have people lobbying against each other, trying to make things work for them. Someone's trying to push their agenda on the whole group or push it on at least another person so they can get the majority. This is how it works. If you're going to deal with people, ladies and gentlemen, this is an important sentence. If you are going to deal with people or money, and usually when you're dealing with money, there are going to be people involved, understand that there will, W-I-L-L, capital letters, there will be politics. Any of you work in a career, any of you, if I got some career people listening to me, if I have some business people, if I have some entrepreneurs listening to me, can we agree that there are some politics that go on as soon as money starts getting exchanged? I don't care if it's a dollar. There's some promoting or protecting one's own self-interest that happens a whole lot, both from you and from the people that you deal with. Maybe people who you don't even deal with directly, but you can tell there's some politics going on. Absolutely. Soon as you deal with people and or money, especially when it's people and money, there's going to be some politics. Even if there's no money involved, you could be in a nonprofit volunteer organization where no money's getting exchanged. You're still going to have politics because people have their own self-interest. People have the things that they want to do. People want to look good. People want to feel good. People want to be around people that they want to be around. Politics is going to be involved in everything you do. Today's topic, again, is why you need to be political ASAP. So if you have ever found yourself shying away from a situation or an organization or a person because you believe there's too much politics going on, listen, anytime there are people, there are going to be politics. So what are you going to do? Move out into the woods and just live by yourself with no electricity and no internet for the rest of your life? If you're going to do that, that's cool, but you can't listen to the Work on Your Game podcast doing that. So I would suggest that you stay in this modernized civilization and you just become a political entity. Point number two, politics can do things for you that you do not have to do for yourself. See, this whole thing about politics, ladies and gentlemen, this is really about you just changing your perspective at how you look at things when it comes to dealing with people. See, when it comes to dealing with people, the people who come to me or people who I ever hear, even if I don't know them, I could be watching TV. If someone talks about politics, they complain about politics as if politics is a negative thing. Here's why. This is what happens. People go out into the world and they see other people using people. They see someone leveraging another person. They see someone doing something that you may consider to be manipulative, to leverage another person to do some work for you that you don't have to do for yourself, to get you a connection that you didn't have to get on your own, to put you in a higher position that you did not have to earn your way into that position. They see people doing that and they say, that's ugly. That's nasty. I would never do that. You know, people have to earn their spot. People are in these positions that they didn't even earn. This person is famous for nothing. You ever heard somebody say that? This person has fill in the blank. Have you ever heard this statement? Let me give you it's like the Mad Libs. Remember those Mad Libs book? This person, fill in the blank, this is something this person has done, it is a vision of success or winning. This person, blank, you name whatever they're doing that is successful or winning or positive for them. However, then you got comma, however, they, blank. And then there's something about the fact that they're not that good. They didn't earn their position. They only got there because they know somebody. They only got there because of where they're from. They only got there because of their mom or dad was rich, something like that. Have you ever heard someone use such a statement? Any form of that statement. This person is rich, but they don't have any talent. This person has all this success, but they only got that because they were playing on this team. This person has all these championships and accolades. It's only because they were standing next to this person over here. You ever heard somebody say anything like that? See, these statements, and if you believe in any of these statements about anybody on this planet, I want you to understand something, is because you're looking at politics from the wrong angle. You need to turn 180 degrees around or maybe move to a different point on the planet so you can see politics from a completely different light. See, the people who have politics working for them, they understand the same things that you understand, but they're looking at it differently. This is how the people who understand politics, this is how they look at things. Okay, I'm going to take the exact same points that I just made. I have all of this success because I was smart enough to stand next to fill in the blank. I am winning the way that I'm winning because I built relationships with this person, and this person. I get work done for me that I don't have to do for myself because I am smart enough to know the key people in the right places at the right times. See, the difference between the person who hates politics and the person who loves politics is not that they're looking at two different things. It's just looking at the exact same things a different way. See, if you want to be a political person, you need to learn to leverage other people. I was listening today to Nas on my Apple Music. And Nas had a song that came out in 1996 on his second album called It Was Written. The song is called Street Dreams, and it is a play on Sweet Dreams. I don't know who was the artist that initially made the song Sweet Dreams, but what she says in the song is that some people want to use you and some people want to be used by you. And that is a great line. Listening to Nas' song made me think of the original song. And the thing is, that line is so great is because, yes, there are some people out there who are highly political and they want to use you in order to further their own interests. But understand at the same time, there are other people out there who want you to use them in order for you to further your interests. Not because they're doormats, not because they're stupid, not because they don't understand politics, but some people want to help other people get to where they got to go. Do you understand that? Not everybody wants to be the headliner at the front of the stage or the person on the microphone or the person on the cover of the magazine. If every person you see on the cover of a magazine, there are probably 20 people involved in a photo shoot and the editing of that photo and the interview inside the magazine that made that photo shoot happen. Only one person is going to be on the cover. There are a lot of people who like to be behind the camera doing the hair and makeup, doing the actual article, doing the editing of the article, the copy editing. There are people out there who like to do the editing of the photo. There are people who like to scout the locations. Those jobs are needed. There are people who want to be used by you. If you want to call that using them, it's not necessarily using them. I mean, they got a job. They're getting paid for the work that they're doing, but they want to play the role that they want to play. So you need to understand, to become this political person that you're going to become is to leverage people. People want to be leveraged. People want to help you out. People want, if you know where you want to go, there are people who will come along who want to help you get to where you want to go, because helping you get there in whatever capacity they help you, that's what makes them feel good. Everybody doesn't want to do the same thing that you do. So do not feel guilty about using another person who wants to be used. There are people who want to be used by you. I got to find out who it was that sang that song. I'm going to look it up while I'm talking to you right now. But this is the thing that y'all need to understand about politics. Okay, so the band is called the Eurythmics. So shout out to the Eurythmics for this line, because I thought of this while saying this. Understand, politics, your mastery of politics can get people to do things for you that you will not have to do for yourself. In other words, use people to get things done. Yes, this podcast is called Work on Your Game. It's called Work on Your Game. That means you got to do the work for your game to get to where you got to go. But understand part of that work. Understand, work on your game, before I even get to that, does not mean that you had to do all of the work in order for you to get to where you got to go. That's impossible for you to do all of the work. Who here is right now driving a car? Who is riding in a vehicle right now as you're listening to this? Who is inside of a building right now as you're listening to this? If you're inside of a building or inside of a vehicle right now when you're listening to this, did you do all of the work to create that building or to create that vehicle? No, you didn't. Somebody did a whole bunch of work to put that car together. They masterminded. You might not know a damn thing about cars or the first thing about architecture or building a house or building an apartment building or building a condominium or building a bus or an airplane or a vehicle, but you are very much utilizing it. But you feel that that's fine. Why? Because you exchange your value for that person's value. Some person created a car. You paid X amount of dollars and now you have the car. You used that person. You used their knowledge. You used their time. You used their energy. You used the fact that they got a bunch of people together to put that car together. And you said, oh, I'm going to give you this much money. You do all the work and I'm going to take the car. And they were completely fine with that fair exchange. So understand that you're already being political. You just need to be more conscious and more on purpose about it. You need to be more purposeful about the way that you're using politics. You're already using them. I just explained to you how you're using them. Unless I got an architect or a car manufacturer here, and even if you're those, you ain't doing all the work. I mean, if you follow me on Instagram or Snapchat, you see almost every day I'm showing you snaps of this building that's being built right across the street from where I live. How many people do you see working there every day? None of those guys is the architect. Those guys with the hard hats and with the construction boots on, pouring the concrete and all that, none of those guys is the architect who actually designed the building. The designer of the building may come to the site maybe once a week to check it out. Maybe he's there every day supervising. He ain't pouring the concrete. He's not putting the walls up. That's what the workers are doing. He is being political. Okay, I need to get this building built. It's going to be 65 stories tall. I never seen one person build a 65-story building by himself. It'll take forever. He'd still be building right now if he started back in the Stone Ages. So you are leveraging the efforts, the knowledge, the skills, the focus, the attention, the energy of other people. That's what politics is. Just leverage other people. They want to be used. Put them in a position to be used. They will be very happy for you to use them. But you just got to stop thinking that you got to do everything yourself. When people are angry or upset or annoyed when it comes to politics, they're looking at someone else who has achieved something that obviously they did it through leverage. Okay, this person is known because they're their famous friend or their famous mom or their rich dad or because they're cool with this person or because they were near this person who's really good. They're not even that good, but they got all this notoriety because they were next to the good person. All they're doing is using leverage, people. All they're doing is using leverage. There's nothing stopping you from doing the exact same thing. You cannot do all the hard work yourself. You do not. None of us have the time, energy, or talent to do everything on our own. We get frustrated or annoyed or bitter about quote unquote politics is because we are trying futilely to do everything on our own, even though we do not have the time, energy, or talent to do it. It is impossible. No wonder you're so upset when it comes to politics. You're trying to do everything on your own. You can't. You don't have the talent to do everything on your own. You do not have the energy to do everything on your own. And even if you had the energy and the talent, you do not have the time. There's only 24 hours in a day. Everybody has it. Start leveraging other people so you can have more than 24 hours in a day. You got to start using people through politics. Again, not in a negative way. You're not using them in a way that you're exploiting them and they're not getting anything back from it. They're getting what they want. You're getting what you want. What's wrong with that? Nothing that I can see. Be smart and start utilizing people as shortcuts. That'll get you a job that you don't have to interview for. It'll get you money that you don't have to earn. It'll get you trust that you do not have to gain. What do we call that? We call those warm leads, right? If you ever met someone who was a friend of somebody else, so let's say you're person A And then you know Mary, who's person B, and Mary knows Jeff, who is person C. Now, you don't know Jeff. You've never met Jeff before. Jeff doesn't know you, has never heard of you before. But because you two have a mutual friend in Mary, Jeff trusts you. Jeff intrinsically trusts you just because of your relationship with Mary and his relationship with Mary. What do we call that, people? We call that politics. Or you may call it networking. Or you call it relationships. It's all the exact same thing. It is politics. The fact that you know Jeff, and let's just say Jeff happens to be a billionaire venture capitalist. He's looking for a company to invest $1 million in, and you got a company that you need some investment money from, and you get that $1 million investment. Hey, you don't have to go around and tell people, hey, it was because of my relationship. You go around, you can tell people if you want, it's because of your great skill and your great pitch and your great product. Your skill may be terrible, your pitch may have been horrible, and your product may be garbage, but because of that relationship, because of politics, you were able to get the outcome that you wanted. You understand? This is what happens all around the world every single day. It's happening right now for a whole bunch of people, and it's happening right now against a whole bunch of people. It's just depending on the way you decide to look at this whole thing of politics. Point number three, today's topic is why you need to be political and stay political ASAP. I'm going to paraphrase Plato, the Greek philosopher Plato. He said, "Those who are too smart to engage in politics are punished by being governed by those who are dumber." See, if you think politics is below you, you think politics is only for these grimy, grungy people who are backstabbers and they're always plotting and trying to take things from people and trying to use people. If that's your view of politics, understand that the people who are those things, those grindy, low-down people who are always plotting and backstabbing, they will have advantages that you will never have, and they will have power in certain ways over you simply because they're too dumb to understand your intelligence and staying away from politics. You do not want to be above politics. You want to be right in the thick of politics. But be intelligent while you're doing it. You will be beaten by the people who do engage if you choose not to engage. Understand, like I talked about in the episode about change, if change is happening around you and you decide to opt out of that change, you decide you're just not going to be involved in that change, that's not going to stop the change from happening. It's kind of like if there was a scary monster coming to attack you in bed and you put the covers over your head, that doesn't make the monster go away. You still got to do something about that situation. So you avoiding politics, is unlike change, is not something that's just going to come about to you. Politics has been around before you were born, and it will be around after all of us are gone. You got to get involved. Because if you don't get involved, the people who are involved will continue to see advantages that you will never see. All they're doing is taking an opportunity that would have been yours. It's not like they're just making a whole bunch out of nothing. All they're doing is taking an opportunity that is theirs, and then they're taking the extras that you don't want to take. Okay, so it's kind of like if everybody gets fed a plate of food and you decide you don't want to eat, the person who sat next to you and just ate their own plate, they're going to grab yours. Like, you don't want this? Okay, I got it. They're going to eat that food. That's how they get fat, because they got two plates of food. They didn't steal it from you. They just took what you decided to not pay attention to. You decided to not partake. They're going to take advantage of it and use that. And eventually it may come to work against you simply because you were too smart to get involved in politics. Let's recap today's topic, which is why you need to be political ASAP. Point number one, you cannot avoid or run from politics. Politics is the act of promoting or protecting one's own self-interest. Don't you want to promote and protect your own self-interest? If you want to check out of that game, listen. You listen to the wrong podcast. You're listening to the wrong show if you don't want to promote or protect your own self-interest. You cannot run away from politics. You put three people in a room, you are going to get politics. If you deal with people or you deal with money, and especially if you deal with both, you will have politics. Guaranteed. Point number two, politics can do for you things that you don't have to do for yourself. This is where you start to leverage people, leverage your relationships, leverage who you know, leverage your skill, leverage your time, leverage your location. All of these things will help you. Learn to use people. As the Eurythmics said, some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused. This is not just a trite saying that somebody put in a popular song. It's true. There are people out there who want to be used by you. Use those people. If you choose not to use those people, they will not go unused. What's going to happen is someone who understands politics is going to go scoop that person up and add them to their team, and they're going to use them over there. And then you're going to be wondering why they're getting all the advantages while you're getting nothing, even though you're doing, quote unquote, all the work. Be smarter than that. Point number three, paraphrasing the Greek philosopher Plato, those who are too smart to engage in politics are punished by being governed by those who are dumber. If you refuse to engage in politics, you will be beaten by people who do engage. As of now, you're a politician. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.